Good morning, White Way listeners. This is David Fujimoto, Resident Minister of Mililani Honganji, with your White Way message for this week. Thank you to Moilili Honganji BWA and their president, Alyssa Kondo, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. On July 1, 1917, Bishop Yembo Imamura put out a book entitled Five Appeals to American Patriotism. In that book's introduction, he writes, "Now is the time for those living in this country to be more than mere spectators." He further goes on to say, "The life of gratitude and thanksgiving is a fundamental principle of our fellow believers." 102 years later, this statement still remains true for us as Jodo Shinshu followers. The great Jackie Robinson once said, "Life is not a spectator sport. If you're going to spend your whole life in the grandstand just watching what goes on, in my opinion, you're wasting your life." The life in which we live is full of choices. We can rely on others or pursue our own action to fulfill our life. Many times, however, taking actions and pursuing our goals takes a lot of aspirations, dreams, preparation, and goals. Bishop Imamura's hopes and aspirations were for Jodo Shinshu followers at that time to take action in the life that they were living here in Hawaii. President Wilson had just addressed a joint session of Congress, and there was an uneasy feeling as tensions started to rise between Germany and the U.S. Bishop Imamura started to urge people to start storing food and develop a sense of patriotism. Shinran had hopes and aspirations for his followers also. In one letter, he states, "Hold the Nembutsu in our hearts, and say Namo Amida Butsu to respond to the Buddha's benevolence with the wish, may there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread." What are your hopes? What are your dreams and aspirations? What kind of action do you take in order to start the wheels of turning to help you realize your hopes and dreams? If the life of gratitude and thanksgiving is a fundamental principle for us as fellow believers is true, what are we doing to perpetuate our principles and our beliefs? Are we living the life of that one person at the very last row of Aloha Stadium or Stan Sheriff Center, letting life pass us by? This weekend, over 80 young adults from across the state have gathered here on Oahu for their annual Junior Young Buddhist Association Convention. These young adults have decided to come down from the grandstand and actively participate in the Junior YBA movement. Through their meetings, workshops, and continued fellowship, they will learn to be productive adults in society and hopefully continue the trend of staying out of the grandstands and to continue to be active not only in society, but the Honganji as well. For us as Jodo Shinshu faithful, life is truly not a spectator sport. There is much to do in a life of appreciation, gratitude, and thanksgiving. And it starts with the recitation of the name Namo Amida Butsu. It is not a recitation of a petitionary prayer. It's a recitation of appreciation and gratitude for all that's happened in our lives, both negative and positive. Many times we are told to celebrate the good things in life. However, when you really think about it, the reality is we should just give that same attention and love to negative moments just as we do with positive ones. After all, these moments contribute to who we are today. This is the inner working of the incomprehensible power of Amida Buddha's primal vow, the vow that saves all of us. When we are able to understand that and apply this understanding into our lives, we're able to live a life of appreciation and gratitude. This is the foundation to which we start to take action and become active participants in our own lives. From there, this raises our awareness to that we are all in this together. Not one of us are subject to independent interdependence, interconnectedness, and karmic conditions. Through the actions we take, we make profound effects not only onto our lives, but the lives that surround us. Shinran Shonin's aspiration for peace and tranquility was not only for himself, nor the lady down the road, or just his followers. His aspiration was for all. We are surely at that interesting time in our life, with so many happenings in our world, right down to our very own streets. We are in an opportune time to make a difference. It is our moment to believe and be active participants, realize a dream for ourselves and for others. It just takes that one step. Like that traveler on the white path, it is hard to take that one step into uncertainty. However, with Amida Buddha's call for us to come forth, we have that sense of appreciation and gratitude of not having to worry about that first step. We are always surely assured. Even when we have to fight the waves of greed, ignorance, anger, and selfishness, we always know we have the great power of the vow fighting for us and always embracing us in our corner. Sometimes it just takes a little to make a person's day change. Every so often throughout the year, I receive a series of postcards from a member with pictures that he took as he travels around the U.S. and the world. Sometimes there are no words. Sometimes there are a few words describing the pictures that he took. When I receive these cards, suddenly what seemed like a bad day turns out to be a better day. Someone somewhere in this world took the time to take a picture, turn it into a postcard, and took the time to send it to me. Out of the 7.7 billion people in this world, I was the recipient of these cards. It could have been sent to anyone, but it was sent to me. Of course, with my ego making me feel super important, comes the realization of appreciation and gratitude. For over 30 years, I have been collecting pins. There have been other things like shot glasses and pressed pennies that I've collected, but none have been more addicting as these pins. As I have gotten older, sure, I pick up my pins, especially from Disneyland, my pressed pennies and shot glasses, but now I've gotten more and more involved in pin trading. With the world getting smaller through social media, I've been able to join groups involved in trading pins. In the recent natural disasters, many parents have reached out to these groups to get help in replacing some of their children's pins that have been lost in various natural disasters. Many parents offer money or want to trade some of their own pins just to replace the missing pins. One parent reached out to the group and looking for some Marvel character pins. I looked at the photo she posted and saw that I had extra of the pins that she were in search of. Quickly, I reached out to her and asked her for her address, and I would be more than happy to send them to her child. We went back and forth trading messages, and finally off the pins went to her child. I asked for no money or pins. It was just basic selfless giving. I was very happy to see a picture when her child received the pins. One of the great people that I have been following over the past couple of years is a man by the name of Ricky Mena. His nonprofit organization, Heart of a Hero, has touched the lives of children faced with homelessness, special needs, children battling life-threatening illnesses, and who are terminally ill. Since 2014, Ricky has visited over 10,000 children dressed as Spider-Man, and more recently, his wife has joined him as Spider-Gwen. Such a simple visitation has lifted the spirits of these children and also provided the support needed for their families. Ricky allows a personal look into his life as he visits with these children and their families, and a more intimate look to his own life as he fights his own battles with PTSD and depression. Yet his faith, his dreams, his aspirations help him to fight his inner demons and continue to visit the children, bringing him with him gifts. The essence and spirit of people like Ricky is what Bishop Imamura was trying to instill into the Japanese Americans of his time. That spirit of being proud of who they were, in the spirit of living the life of gratitude and thanksgiving as being fundamental as fellow believers. For people like Ricky, and perhaps similar people in your lives, they became active participants versus the easiness of being a spectator in the bleachers heckling the participants. As we begin a new week, let us take into consideration the words of Bishop Imamura, Jackie Robinson, and the actions of Ricky Mena and all those who continue to live a life of selfless giving, and see how we can join that spirit to which we too can live active, fundamental Jodo Shinshu principle of living a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. Thank you very much for listening this morning. Have a great week, and don't forget to love one another, say thank you, I love you, and give them a hug. Let us end this broadcast with our palms together and repeating the Buddha's honored name, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda, Namanda. Thank you very much.